They are also so luxurious. And they were nearer to Govardhan and in Braja. Why, it is not working?
It is working.
Your attention goes there.
I will try to figure it out.
So they have so many chances to hear the flute of Tumi Ekanyasa. Today,
we're doing hard work, but they get a chance to hear.
They have chance to hear from very far away the sweet sound of Venu, and also they can meet gopis also, and some Pulinda Kala. Srimati Radhika is so udar,
liberal.
She can love all these Pulinda Kanya, Sabar Kanya also, and she used them in her services.
How?
By telling that you should bring flowers. You should bring so these things. In Govinda Lila Amrita, it is written, you perhaps know, you know, surely you know, your mouth tells that when they are gambling, Radhika party and Krishna party, and Krishna tells that if I will lose the game, I'll give my bansi. But what you'll give? Then Lalita tells anything that you know. But when Sri Radhika is defeated, then she calls Pulindi. Oh, call Pulindi. My Sakhi, not Pulindi as Ghrina or anything. Ghrina means
hating
mood. So call. She comes and Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha are laughing and very madly tells her to sit down there. But Krishna at once knows this fact, and Radhika is telling that on my behalf, if I am defeated, she will give up. And she also sample is sitting there. So Pulindi has also some nearer service to them. Now these gopis are telling Purna Pulinda. Certainly these Pulind girls and Sabad girls are Purna. Here Purna means Purna Manorath. Purna Manorath?
They desire fulfilled.
What word?
Their minds are satisfied.
Not mind, her. Everything what they want, to the extent that this life is successful, and by the mood of gopis, that successful in seeing and testing Krishna in that mood that we have read here in perhaps the fifth or sixth sloka. Akhrunatang phalamidam naparam vidama sakha pasun anubivesha yator vayasya baktram brajesha sutayo anubenu jostam jaivanipitam anurakta kataksha moksha. These anyone's eyes is told to be successful if they are seeing Krishna playing on veena or flute and seeing by the crooked eyes towards gopis, and gopis are archaning Krishna by their eyes. Baldev is going
ahead
and Krishna is seeing being
behind.
But gopis are telling more something. These are for avahitta. Radha and Krishna are both. Radha is doing archana of Krishna and Krishna eyes are archaning Srimati Radhika. That scene, one who has seen, it may be more tasteful things than this also to look. Only gopis Manjari can see. So, Purna Pulinda, here, the lives of Pulinda are so successful, more than us. How? Who is telling this? Actually, who is telling these facts? Can you guess?
Which copy?
Who is telling this fact?
One of the copies.
One of the copies. It may be Srimati Radhika also. It may be that gopi. But who is telling? Sanatana Goswami has also told, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, that gopis are not so less than Srimati Radhika. Ji Goswami is telling that this sloka is not telling Srimati Radhika. One of the gopis, it may be Lalita Vishakha or Chandravadi or any, they have told this. Especially Lalita Vishakha are telling this sloka. Because here, Daita Stana Manditena, there is a word, Daita. Daita means very dear to Krishna. Pulinda have gone to collect cow dungs and all these things, or dry woods. They saw some kumkum on grasses. They became at once with full of calm. Daitastan mein, and they became smararuja. Smararuj means tap. Tap means burning sensation.
Oh, Cupid.
By kama. It is lakhs and lakhs time more than heat of agni. So, they are taking the kumkum and they are what? Lipanti?
Rubbing
on the mouth, on their breast, on their every body. And they are seeing gopis. But they are in whom? But they are seeing all these scenes vividly. And that is why here that I spoke that slok, yashastabhaktir bhagavatta kinchana. By the fruit of bhakti, they are seeing all these things. We should not waste that they are fractions of Kaya view of Srimati Radhika and all, because this is Nar Leela. We will have to consider that it is Madhur Leela, it is of Braja, not Goloka Aishwarya Bhumi. So we will have to have idea only up to that, which is helpful in Madhur Rasa, not in Aishwarya Rasa. So they have bhakti, and that is why they can know or they can waste. They are saying that they have taken kumkum and they have rubbed on their heads, mouth and ear, and the tap came down. Why they are saying that tap has come? Tap means, you know, the heat in their breast, calm, agni, came down. The kumkum, the raj means dust of Krishna feet, and Krishna feet is sand. So they are saying that the dust of Krishna feet dust, they are robbing. It means they are keeping the Krishna feet on their breast and their heads and on their body. And they are feeling that actually we are doing so. Krishna comes and does like so. So that tap means calm tap came down. Otherwise, by rubbing it will go up, because these are uddipana. By uddipana it goes up, not come down, comes down. It will come down only by sambhog. But we see that they are telling that it came down means Krishna comes and does like so, say they are come down. Then here Vaishnava Toshini means Sanatana Goswami is telling that who is Daita? That she is telling like so. It is Daita means Lalita Vishakha can tell that those who are superior than me, that is Daita. So how you will decide that who is Daita? Anayaradito nuna Bhagavan Hari Rishwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Prito Jam Anayadaraha. Here Anayaradito, all bears there, Radhika and Krishna were not there. When they saw the feet, when they saw the symbols of flowers, that here Krishna has done Sringar of Gopi, but Krishna was not there, flowers were there. When they saw the
footprints,
these only, the half portion, deep and not toe there. This is toe?
Oh, yes.
Not
the
there.
Heel.
The beast. Oh, here Krishna has done Sringar. Then they told that Anayaradito Nunam. Certainly she has served God. Not Krishna here. God here they have served. That is why God has arranged that she has become so much near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken this lady with him, leaving we all. So she is more and more, most superior than us. So they are telling these Sakhi are telling of that very Daita. That is, for Radhika they are explaining that she must be, that Daita must be Srimati Radhika. Because we will see Tattesu Jata Charanam Baruham Tanesu Bhita Swanai Priya Dadhi Mahi Karkasesu Tena Atamim Atasita Tabyatatena Kingshet Kurupad Ved Brahmati Dhir Bhavadam Dusamna. You remember this slope from where I am telling?
Yeah, you?
Tattesu Jata Charanam Baruham.
That we feel careful to keep your feet on our breast.
Where? From where we are telling? Gopi Gita. In 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Praja or Tabakathamritam Tapta Jeevanam. Gopis are weeping and telling all this sloka on the bank of Jamuna nearer to Rasasthali. This is the last sloka. That is why hearing Krishna could not extol himself and became prakat there. He at once came. Tattesu jata charanam varuham tanesu. Radhika is telling that Krishna's feet is so soft and so melodious, so scentful. Scentful means fragrant. More than lotus flowers. We fear, we do it, but by fear we keep his feet on our breast so
gently
that any hardness can he feel. We fear. And by that feet you walk on the stones very
pricking. The stones prick his feet.
Prick. And on the thorns there where cows fear to go, and you run after that. We feel so much sorry for that. So they are telling that Srimati Radhika keeps the feet here. When he takes the feet of Krishna, there are two things. One in midnight pastime and madhyanna,
midday.
Radha Kunda and in Sanket we see that in when gopis are there alone, then they keep the feet of Krishna at that time, and Krishna also enjoys them. So they are remembering this thing and telling that only Radhika is so fortunate to have this feet. But Ji Goswami is telling that Daita, by this Daita words, Radhika cannot tell for herself. So that must be Daita. So Daita are telling, these Sakhis are telling, for Radhika this Daita. It means that gopis are telling for Radhika. But we see that Radhika is also telling like so. Tatte sujata charanam baruham tanesu and all these slokas. Radhika is telling that Daita, these wordings of, it may be of Radhika. So if Radhika is telling, then for whom this Daita word is given there? For Lalita, Vishakha, all They are not less than Radhika, because they are the Kayavyuha of Srimati Radhika. So they have also opportunity to have the lotus feet of Krishna also on there. So it is quite right for Radhika also and for these gopis also, both. But here we see that Radhika is in Madanakya bhava here. And so he is telling, expressing his idea for other gopis. That daitas tanamanditena. Here the Sakhi is telling that, oh, Pulandi are so fortunate that they are not keeping the fort of Krishna directly. Even not kumkum direct from the Krishna feet. This kumkum is on the breast of gopis, daita. And Krishna, she keeps the feet of Krishna here, and the kumkum comes in the feet of Krishna. And in the morning when Krishna returned to his home, in morning, in somewhat nishant and going, then this kumkum comes on the grass. And sometimes, somewhat mixed with water from
dew. It's called dew. D-E-W.
Oh, dew. Mixing with that. And they become so in affection that they take it and rub on their mouths and everywhere. The gopis are thinking that if he become like Pulindi, we have so much fortunate. Even not Pulindi, if we become Daita, then so much fortunate. But we have no so much fortune that we may become a Daita of Krishna. If not Daita, even Pulindi, we may be in our future birth as a Pulindi, then we are so fortunate. But we see that we cannot be Pulindi. So if we become grass of the land, then that kumkum will come on grass and we will satisfy. But we cannot be grass, what to be Pulindi, and what to be the Daita. So they are so much fortunate. We have come. But we cannot rub that kumkum or have that kumkum like Pulindi, and we cannot be grass also of this braja where Krishna is moving there. So if we die and become grass, and so much fortunate then Pulindi, and so much fortunate if we become Daita. And Daita of Daita is Swayam Radhika. She is telling like so. Tat darshan. Here, Uru Gaya Padabhyaya. Now Krishna here in wording, Uru Gaya. Here Urugaya means Urugaya Padabjaraga. Urugaya means Krishna. Why he has told Urugaya? Urugayati Urugaya. Uru means an of singing by float is Urugaya. And he calls his Daita by that song, melodious tone of Bansi, Uru Gaya. Here is a word, hmm? Ghananta Pad Jugalam. Alingan Sthagita Urma Bhujai Murare. Murare, there is a word. Here Murare some link with Urugaya. Who was Mur? You know the history?
A demon.
Huh?
Mur, a demon?
Demon. Past lives. He was killed by Narayan. Was a very... he was a demon. When there is a battle among demigods and demons, Narayan took the side of gods and killed so many asuras. Then he was escaped and he did so much austerities, hard austerities for Brahma. Brahma appeared and I want that if anyone comes to fight me, if I keep my this, what is this called?
Palm.
On any of that person's head or anywhere, he should be dead. He should be burned at once. Brahma told me, yes, it will be like so. And now we went over whole world, sometimes some gods came to fight him, but he kept his hand on them and they burned. All knew the fact and everyone wants to escape from that demon. He came to Jam. Jam is so brave and so majboot hai. He powerful. So he came to Jam Maharaj. Jam Maharaj knew the fact and told that I cannot fight you. I am defeated. He told that I want to fight to anyone. I cannot live without fighting. Then he told that if he will go to Narayan and fight Narayan, then he will fulfill your wish and will churmar kar dega tumhe, he will kill you. He becomes so glad. Where he lives? He lives to where? Everywhere I cannot say where, but if you meditate him, he will appear. So he began to meditate Narayan for fighting. Narayan appeared before him in Sankh Chakra Gada Padma. Narayan told that, why you have come to me and why you have remembered me? He told that, I want to fight anyone. But no word in whole world, I could not seek any person who is fit to fight me. I have heard that you are fit person to fight me. Narayan told that you are not fit for me to fight. He told that why? Because your heart is trembling. Trembling means? Kampana?
Shaking.
Trembling. You cannot fight me. He told that, my heart is not trembling. You can see with your hands. So he was saying,
And by doing so,
he became flattened. His mood. Cheated him and he was. Yet in Brahmand Purana, the word moor has been explained by four things. Mana, there are four meanings. Moor means a demon. Moor means kamta, shanta, and dukkha. Moorahara means killing the demon. Second is to take all the santap. Santap means any kind of and kamarog, hritarog. Hritarog, those who take the hritarog by his association, by meeting and also dukkha, calamity and others. Four meanings. Here means those who takes the kaam rog. Yeah. Urugat. Because gopis had no santap, nothing like so, no demon there, only this thing, kaam rog. And for kaam rog, this daita is taking the feet of gopis, breast of Krishna, but not for them. Not for them. Uru Gayati here means Krishna has so much wish.
Yeah, he has desire.
He has desire to do so.
They're doing it for his sake.
His sake. So gopis are by daya. Daya means?
Merciful.
Merciful. They are coming to quench the thirst of Krishna here. So Uru Gaya has this meaning, inner meaning. So, Urugaya Padabja Raga Sikunkumena Daita Stanamanditena Taddarsana Smara Rujatruna Rushitena Lipyanta Anun Kuchaujaha Stadadi. Now we can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Did you learn to read? Read loudly.
Now, you have understand the meaning now? The in short, gopis are seeing. First they were concealing. Now by love, affection and calm, everything was coming out automatically against their wish. They are telling that, oh, Pulindis are so much fortunate that they are taking, robbing the kumkum from grass and giving up their kamta. That kumkum, from where that kumkum came, it came from the feet of Krishna. Where Krishna feet took it? By the breast of any daita. Daitastana. Manditena. They have decorated by their the kumkum. And they kept the feet of Krishna upon their breast. And the kumkum came to Krishna feet. And Krishna feet went on grasses. And from grasses, this Pulindi have taken and give up their calm. But we are so unfortunate. Who is telling? That very Daita is telling. Whether they may be Sakhi or Radhika, they are telling that we have not so much affection for Krishna and services to Krishna. Like Pulinda also. Because the kumkum is not Krishna feet. No direct meeting with Krishna. The kumkum and that kumkum of gopis on grass and from grass they are taking and they become full of pain. But we, even we see Krishna from near, but we, our stage is not becomes like this. So this Pulindi is more fortunate than us. Even grass is so fortunate, more than us. And that dust is also so much powerful. They are pressing and pressing. Now, you can read. Yeah, you can read.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now the effulgence of the lotus feet of the young daughter of King Vrishabhanu, which are manifesting that loving sentiment.
Now he has taken the name.
Radhika.
Who is Daita? Daita is Srimati Radhika. And Jiva Goswami has told that Daita means gopis are telling for that Daita. Or here Daita means Radhika is telling these words for them.
Which is the highest essence known as Madana.
Essence like Madana.
Or
I have told you.
That
is, I have explained.
The seventh stage of prema.
Seventh stage meaning?
Highest stage of prema.
What is first?
First prema.
Prem, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag,
Bhava.
This is seven.
And which effulgence of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani is establishing how he is enchanting simply by any relation with him at all, even disregarding his transcendental qualities of beauty, playing the flute, and so forth. The Pulindis, the wives of the Sabras, are complete, whereas we are incomplete. Therefore, the idea is we should try to inquire into what sort of austerities they have performed.
We should do.
Such an idea hints at their ecstatic attraction, anurag. But it may be questioned, how are they complete? That is answered by that divine kumkum powder in which is found the coloration, rag, ranjanam, of the lotus feet of Lord Urugaya. But where has this kumkum of his lotus feet been found? That is replied to. Which has decorated the breasts of his girlfriends, or in other words, which is attached to the breasts of his girlfriends because of his enjoying intimately with them. Therefore, the implication is, although we desire to glorify the great fortune of that kumkum, we cannot be so bold as to do so. Therefore, we will rather glorify the Pulindis. There's more. Do you want to read more? Should we read more? Although in this instance the girlfriend is the daughter of Vrishabhanu herself.
I told everything. Both.
Nevertheless, because her attraction to him is so exalted, she is not specifically acknowledged here. But it may be questioned, where did these Pulindis come in contact with those girlfriends of Krishna? By the kumkum which was attached, rusitena, laghinena, to the blades of grass. The idea is that this becoming attached to the blades of grass happened after Krishna enjoying with his girlfriends, when he was playing in the forest. But what occurred after that? By seeing the kumkum which was attached to the grass, they, the Pulindis, experienced the torment of Cupid, Smara Ruk, Kandarpa Pida. In other words, they were thinking, we cannot imagine what happened to them when they caught sight of Krishna. And then,
With great desire to smell the fragrance of the body of Krishna, they were smearing that kumkum upon their faces. And with the desire to relish the enjoyment he engaged in, they smeared it upon their breasts. Thus engaged, they were able to consider themselves enjoyed by Krishna and gave up that diseased condition, the distress caused by Cupid. Alas, they, the gopis, are thinking, this kumkum must have some special potency. We, they are thinking, on the other hand, have not been able to obtain even this kumkum within our entire lives. This same verse is cited in Srimad Ujjvala Nilamani under the topic of Madanam, in showing how even when they are constantly enjoying with him, they automatically engage in glorification just by encountering his fragrance.
Okay.
According
to the symptom of Madanam, enjoying and enjoying, they are thinking that we have not enjoyed at all. This is the symptom of Madanam. Seeing and seeing Krishna, but yet they are thinking, I have never seen Krishna. I am seeing Krishna first time.
Because actually the kumkum was coming from their own breasts, yet they said, we have no fortune.
No. This is Madanam. This is the Madanam. They forget everything. And they want.
Divyan Madanam.
No, Madanam. In this case, they become Dibyunmad, Chitrajanta, and so many things. The difference between Dibyunmad and Madan is that in meeting Prema Vaichitya comes, and in separation, Dibyunmad and Chitrajanta comes.
According to the verse, Sada Bhoge Api.
This is Dibyunmad.
Since the state of Madana incorporates all the other loving sentiments, all kinds of intimate enjoyment and all kinds of pleasure exist within Madana. Therefore, this pastime also of the Palindis is one of the intimate mutual enjoyment. Because Krishna automatically appeared together with that kumkum. Consequently, we should conclude that as described in the earlier verse of this chapter, Varnayat Yantyo Bilibhiri, Varnayantyo
Varnayantyo Abhirebhiri. They became mad when they were telling all these things. Abhire, abhire means puna,
again and again.
Like new and new things. And became mad. So it is.
He gives the translation. While describing the glories of Krishna, they embraced one another. This indicates that Krishna himself suddenly appeared and they were engaged in embracing him. The same idea is stated in the verse, Sarva bodh gamo jasi madano yam parat paraha rajati ladini share radayam eva yasada.
Radha mein, in Radha is this Dibyunmad is there and there Madanakya bhava is there. So this Daita is Srimati Radhika, she is telling.
This stage known as Madana is exalted in the topmost perfection, and it inspires the full-blown manifestation of all loving sentiments. It is the very essence of Ladini potency and is always present within Srimati Radharani.
This is one of the best slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to some experience of this slok, will have to be the dasi of Srimati Radhika. Not here, but there. That globe. Palya dasi. Then we can guess anything. We are hearing, doing, but no. We are hearing, doing, but no sense, no effort. It is for log, for us. And those who have log, greed, they can taste something. They can do prema bhakti. Nainam galadashudharaya vadanam gadgadarudhaya. And those who have not yet these things, they can have some taste, some love for these things. And if a very little ray of love, greed comes, then our life is perfect with him. And if no, then our Krishna bhakti sadhana is not there. I have told you that what is sadhana? Sadhana means it will be done for bhav, to manifest bhav in us. If we are doing for soul, then it is called sadhana, otherwise not sadhana. In Raganga Bhakti and in Bhakti, sadhana Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, Samadhan, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all going. We can have salvation, swarga, and praise in this world, and so many things by that upadhik bhakti. But it will be not called Raganuga Sadhana. And when Bhavakti will come, Bhavakti will be done for Prema Bhakti, then it is Bhavakti. Otherwise, it is not Bhavakti. Sadhana, when Sadhana is done for Bhav, then it is Sadhana Bhakti. क्या उल्टा है कति साध्य भवेत साध्य भावा साध्य भावा मीन्स साधन विच मैनिफेस्ट भाव देन इट इज कॉल्ड साधन बट व्हेन एनीथिंग इज रिसीव्ड बाई साधन इट विल नॉट साध्य बट हियर इट इज टोल्ड दैट Nitya Siddha Bhavasya. Then how we will call it Nitya Siddha Bhav? Understand? Because it is Nitya Siddhi in Kamatmik, associates of Krishna. There it is. By sadhana, that bhav comes down in the heart of sadhana.
It doesn't mean, when we say Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya, it doesn't mean that it exists in a seed within the heart?
Something is there also, something is. By meeting there, it will come. Like pearls. Anywhere in other things, pearls does not come.
Swati Nakshatra.
Swati Nakshatra, water, plus that seed. If there is not seed, then it will not come. So Patri is our heart, jeev, and coming down that thing from there. Both mix. Yes.
I have a question about Raganuga Sadhana. You have told us a long time ago how when gopis are doing the arti, they do with their
eyes with their hearts, and that is the lamp, the ghee lamp. Now we, every day, sometimes we do the arati, and we offer agarbatti, and then so many items, the water and the shank, then the cloth, then flowers, pushpa, and then chamra, and then peacock spin. So what will be helpful for us to be thinking in our minds, for example, with the agarbatti?
We will only remember, oh, gopis are doing all these things with their affection. We should remember the archan of arti of Lalita, Vishakha, and all that. It will be for Uddipana, as we see peacocks and we remember the pastimes of Krishna. By this also we can remember the gopis, all these things.
When Lalita is offering water in the arti, what is she thinking?
There are so many thinkings. One, it may be that they have newly woked from Nishanta Lila, and she has water and giving on the face of them.
Oh, sure.
So many things.
And when she offers the cloth?
That there are some symbols that they can tell Jatila and all others. So, by the wish of Radhika, she is clearing all these things. So many things can be. Because Radha tells to, Srimati Radhika tells to Krishna that you should do like this. And Krishna sees towards gopis and they do like so. So there are those hearts are full of these Raganuga bhajan. They can be better and better ideas.
That's why we're asking you.
But I cannot tell all these things which are in the which are the ideas of so superior devotees. I can guess very little. Yes. Kitna baj gaya? 12 baj gaya?
5 minute
baki hai. 12 bajne mein. Then swagatam. Do swagatam to them. Open the door that they should not. And go some fields.
Srimati Radhika brings the Pulindi girl.
I told you.
You did. And then I asked you what happens, and you would not answer. At that time.
Raghunath Das Goswami has explained this thing. He is Dan Keli Komudi. But he has covered that thing that anyone cannot enter in that thing. He has told so many, he has taken the name of so many valuable money and money. But we cannot guess that what is this money and money gaps.
In the Dan Keli Chintamani.
He has told everything, but we cannot.
Yeah, we cannot guess. Is there some commentary on this?
Who will do commentary?
Vishwanath Chakravarti. Maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti has done.
But he has not to disclose money to do nanga.
Spoil it.
It should be like that.
It must come in the heart of the...
By parampara, shishya parampara, it should come. No one should know. Otherwise, Kam and Prem will be the same and it will be destroyed.
It comes through Shishya Parampara. So, one day you will tell us these things.
When I will receive from my Guru Parampara, I will surely tell you what I am waiting for. I know that there is no greed, no desire in hell, otherwise it may come. I want the greed, but actually no greed. By telling all these facts, tears should have come, hearts should be melted, no sign of hope. Actually, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these things, he used to taste in Gambhira.
Maharaj, you said that we don't have greed, but hearing this a verse like this will develop greed. Is it true?
Develop, yeah, or come, that there is no greed. Only Srimad Bhagavat has, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has told all this. Those who have not greed, by reading, by sadhya, they will have greed. And those who have greed, their greed will be go on.
And is it true that if there's any trace of worldly calm left, that also will go away by hearing it?
But there should be sadhya. Otherwise, calm will come up and it will lead to hell. So we should not give chance to hear. If anyone has no taste in name and Harikatha, he is not likely to see, to hear all these things. Without greed, Sukadeva Goswami has warned us. We should not be disclosed to Kamis.
Karmis. Kami.
Kami, Kormi, all worldly things. One has krodh, kaam, dvesh, he should not hear.
But we have, at least I have all these things. So why are you?
I thought that you have no kaam, krodh, no. So I, but if you have, then I have done mistake.
I have all of those things.
Then I have been cheated.
But you cannot be cheated. You are much more intelligent. But still, even though I have all those things, I still want to hear these things from you.
That's why I ask, whatever is there is going away.
It is going away. That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
You're saying it's going away.
I believe that. And even though that's the benefit we're getting, we don't cry when we hear, but any last trace of calm is going gone forever.
Because Srimad Bhagavat has given so aswasandiya.
Blessing.
Blessing.
It has given that blessing.
Consolation.
33rd chapter.
Bhakti will come and it will throw out all the kams. Otherwise, kam will not go.
Anyway, please do not, even though we are not qualified, please do not.
I have nothing to conceive. I have no such bhakti and no such greed. I am telling like parrot, but I have breathed.
Nothing. Really. I want a greed, pure greed. But when I judge myself, then I see that nothing is there.
What to speak of our position?
You may be more than me. Your greed may be.
You once told us that to praise someone beyond what they are is a big insult. So actually you are being kind to us by insulting us now.
I see Gop Kumar meeting with Uddhav and Narada. You remember? You have read?
Yes.
They are thinking that how strange is that this Gop Kumar is more superior than us. But we are consolating him. Actually, he is more superior than us. So when I explain all these things, I see that they may be superior. Krishna likes that he should help them so that they may go up to that person, up to me also. So I am helping. As a Kathputali, you know? Kathputali. I am Kathputali.
Now the puppeteer must be hungry. We should let you take your prasad, otherwise we will be, puppets will be dead. So
learn it. But one was quite ignorant. He did not know read and write. He used to serve by cooking, by
washing
clothes and all other things. But he used to hear very patiently. One day he was out and this pastime is of Badrinarayan. Shankaracharya and his all companions and these were one side of Ganges. And he had gone to other side by a pool. All were sitting. They were telling that he should begin, but yet he was silent. Again and again they requested, but he was silent. The time was going on, and it became that pool was what? Tut gaya. Pool became
broken.
Broken. And he could not come. But he knew that this our Guruji will start Vedanta in the nick of time. So he jumped in Ganges. It was very hard to cross the Ganga there. Very fast current. But yet, anyhow, living, having the clothes of his Gurudev on head, anyhow he crossed the river. And very swiftly he came to his Gurudev. And when he came, all knew that, all were telling to Shankaracharya. He is quite ignorant, he does not know any ABCD. But why you are waiting for him? He was not telling anything, he was silent. But when he came, and he did so many stav in Sanskrit language, so vast words, and they have never heard that words even, what he uttered.
and they at once became astonished. Shankara has done anything in him. And then they began to more Shraddha than before to Shankaracharya and also to that Shishya. So he was waiting for them. I am not so so powerful as Shankar, but I heard dull. From Shankar, our Gurudev.
We are quite dull by that point. At least one part is similar.
Our Guru, you used to tell us all the things.
You
knew so much historical facts. So much historical facts.
Your Gurudev.
He used to tell that Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also knew the history of so many persons. All the persons of his time, before time, and everything. Thoughts of ideas of so many sampradaya, Sahajiya, Sakhi, Bheki, and Shankaracharya, and all others. He was a specialist person, Srila Prabhupada.
They say that he had a photographic memory.
Walking encyclopedia.
Guru Maharaj used to tell all his pastimes.
What?
Without Hanuman, you cannot come.
I have no strength.
No.
I'm a vegetarian.
बैठ जाइए यहीं पर बीच में. This will carry the weight of four.
No problem. We are light. You are heavy.
Yes, you can see there's four of us. But the bed is sagging with the two of you.
Patent. Hantaya Matraya Vala Haridasa Varijo Jadaram Krishna Charana Sparasa Pramoda Manantano Tisa Gogana Yosta Yurijat Pani Yasuyavasa Kandara Kanda Mudai Hantaya Matraya Vala Haridasa Varijo Jadaram Krishna Charana Sparsaha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Saha Gogana Yostayor Yat Pani Yasu Yavasakandara Kandamu. Gopis, you are hearing all these things? Hantaya Matra Bala Haridas. Hey Abale. Abala means Sakhi, Gopis. He is telling to Gopi. Why Abala? Because they have no power. They have no fortune to touch the lotus feet of Krishna.
they are unfortunate. So abala. Really, gopis are not abala. They are sabala because they are themselves, herself, they are powerful, shakti, energy they are, and energy of Krishna. So they are not abala. They are sabala. But yet, they are seeing by their inner eyes that a dust of Vrindavan is so lucky, a grass, a tree, any pond, the particles of water, and everything in Vrindavan, whereas Thar and jungle, are so fortunate to have the darshan of Krishna. Also, what to take darshan? Some of them play to Krishna, play with Krishna, and they have the touching fortune of touching Krishna lotus feet, hands and everything. Those who cannot walk, Krishna can walk to them. And on tree he climbs, in ponds he takes baths, to creepers he takes flowers, some creepers, as Priyasi, as he is cutting this thing to them. To cows he does like so. To calves he loves so much to all calves. So everything of Vrindavan are more fortunate than us. So we are abala. So abala, hantaya ammat adra abala. Hanta, hanta, ha hanta, hanta. Hanta is stored in khede. Khede means in dukkha. In sorry?
Sorrow.
In sorrow. If anything is not found and he have any desire that it should be come in my hand, I should get it. But if it does not come and he does not receive that thing, then he becomes so sorrowful. Otherwise, on the other hand, if there is excess of joy, then hant hant. Here, in khede, khede means in sorrowful. They are full of sorrow. They are disappointed that we have no chance to see Krishna, what to touch and to play. See Govardhan. They are reminding Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan. I am Adri. I am means asau. There are two words to denote anything. Asau, very far away thing. I am this boy. This boy, this thing. I am means as if the gopis are with so nearer to.
Right there, so.
And they are telling like so. But they are not there. They are in home because it has been first told. But they are so much feeling love, affection. They have become pramada. Pramada, you know?
Mad.
Pramada.
Very mad.
Pramada is told for rare women. Pramada. Krishnasya pramada. And in love they have become so much pramod like Giriraj Govardhan. He does not know anything of him.
Dehadaihi, everything he has forgotten. Dehadaihi, you know, Deha mani this. Mani, I am this body. And Dahik mani, related with this physical body. Everything. To eat, to drink, clothes, relations, so many. They have forgotten everything. So they are called Pramada. When they are doing rash with Krishna, they are called Pramada. Because there is chance of being so much overcrowded with love, affection with Krishna. And at that time they became Manavati or Anuragavati and then Mahabhavati and more than that. Then at that time they are called Pramada. Pramada Ramapate. Here Ramapate means Krishna. Here Padri Mani Giriraj Govardhana, I am this. They are sitting in their house and talking about the fortune of Adri, that is Giriraj Govardhana. How he is fortunate, you see. Haridasa Varjo. This Adri is Haridasa Varjo. Why Haridasa Varjo? Because if anyone serves Krishna and Krishna is served, when in any service the servant gets so much overjoyed by serving and by his service the master gains so much joy, then he is Haridas. Understand? What?
So when the servant, he serves, he feels great joy and the master feels joy.
Both.
Both.
Who got more joy?
The master, by seeing the servant overjoyed.
And also by seeing his joy, he becomes more. Then there is rivalry between them. And it is hard to tell that who is overjoyed. Like gopis and Krishna, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been given. But if anyone serves his master and feels some klesh, difficulty means kills.
Cost
means kya?
Suffering.
Place.
Suffering.
Suffering. Feel suffering, anything. That means hands are so much. Head. Or this or that. Or he is not sleeping. I have to serve him. And I became so tired. I have not slept. I have to give everything, then that is not service. And if any servant is doing service and unwillingly he takes his service, then that sevak is not sevak. He is baka. Bak, you know?
Crooked.
White bird.
Duck.
Duck.
It's a crane. Bakasura.
No se. Sevak means minus se. There is no se, only buck is there. No. No?
Say buck.
Yeah. Those servicing, but feeling something. That I'm tired, feeling no such ananda. Like Govardhan, when he serves, he becomes romanch, pulak, asru, kampa, and I have
touch the feet of Krishna, oh, he becomes overjoyed and overjoyed. Indra is his biting, he is felling vajra on Govardhan, lightning. But yet he does not. He knows that, oh, very anand, he is doing life so. No? So, Govardhan is most superior servant. So, if anyone serves his Gurudev, and Gurudev becomes so pleasant, and this servant is also so much, feeling so much joy by serving. If he has to give his neck for Gurudev, but he is so much pleasant that I am serving, and he is becoming pleasant, that servant is servant, like you, oh, you have served like so. And you have made your Prabhu Master, spiritual Master, so pleased, and he became so pleased. So these are servants. So here he is telling that he is serving Krishna. And who is Haridas? Haridas was, I am Abdra. Abdra mane is Govardhan. Who is his master? Who is his master? Haridev is his master. You know Haridev? Where he is? On the body of Giriraj Govardhan. A serpent can serve his master by tan, man, dhan, vidya, buddhi, and what he has, by everything. He is serving his master. If a man only serving his spiritual master or his priyatam, only by words, not by heart, not by his body, not by his dhan, wealth, then he is not a good servant. If he serves by all meanings, even by heart, even by this body, someone can serve Krishna. Das can serve also by body, also by mind, also by everything. But he cannot give his soul and mind to full extent. And that is called Aishwarya Bhava. A sakha can serve Krishna, but his whole body cannot give in his service. Mother and father also can serve Krishna, giving everything, their neck and everything. But they cannot give one thing. But gopis can give everything, nothing for them. Lok, lajja, everything. So Giriraj Govardhan is, they are seeing that Govardhan never keeps anything for him. He gives everything to Krishna. In Bhagavatam, 10th, the three persons have been told, Haridas. Krishnam Sansmarayan Reme Haridaso Brajavukasam. We see that Narad is also bhakta, he serves Krishna and all other avatars. Prahlad, Dhruva, Narad, Vyas, all are servants. But in Srimad Bhagavat, only three persons have been denoted as this Haridas. First, Yudhishthira Maharaj, in Rajasuya Yajna, when all rishis, brahmarshis, Bhisham Pitama, and Vyas, Narad, everyone came there. Yudhishthira Maharaj told, "Oh, I am so much fortunate today that these rishis have come to me to see Krishna. So I am so much fortunate." Oh, then Yudhishthira Maharaj told that, "You are my greatest saint in this world. Krishna wants to meet you. And by sansmarana, by remembering the rishis like you, more than Krishna anyone can have." Understand? I'm not telling any appropriate word, but you should
fill in.
Okay. Narada told that you are lakhs and lifetime more fortunate than us. You are sitting in your home and this Nilinga Gud Krishna. Nilinga Gud mane?
Blue.
For all human beings, this Krishna is not sinful, not a sin, but he always lives in your home as a servant, as a master, as a sakha. By all means he also does service in your home to horses and to wash the feet of all the rishis and all the persons who will join this Rajasui Yajna. He is doing service. We have not come to see Krishna here, but we have come to see you all, that you have met that unparajit Krishna, Ajaya Krishna, so, mane, kya?
Conquered, you have conquered
him. Conquered him. So we have come only to see you, that this Krishna, Parabrahma, Sakshat Krishna, is always with you in your home, like a very
bosom friend.
Buddha friends. And he began to be Narada. At that time, Sukadeva Goswami, in overjoy, he is telling, "Oh, how wonderful is this!" Haridasasya Rajarse Rajasuyam Mahodayam. That this Haridasasya, Haridasa means Yudhishthirasya Pandavasya of Pandava. Oh, how fortunate they are. That in their Rajasuya Jagga, we have all gathered to see them with Krishna here. And they are so much doing service to Krishna that Krishna is controlled by them. So he is Haridas. He is not doing personal service, but all Pandavas, his mother, his wife, his children, all the men of his kingdom, everyone is servicing Krishna. So Krishna is controlled by tan, man, dhan, vidya, by everything they are servicing. They have got everything. But yet, he told only Haridas to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Next, it has been told by gopis that Sukadeva Goswami has told, "Krishnam sansmarayan reme Haridaso brajau gosam." Haridas was not varja. he is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling in Overjoy that Krishna has sent Uddhava to console his father, mother, and gopis and all the Brajav Goswami, those who live in Vrindavan. So he, Haridaswar, has given everything in the service of Krishna. So he, Haridaswar, he, Krishna ordered him that he should do himself. So by taking him as a pratinidhi, representative, he sent Uddhava. He could not do himself, but he sent Uddhava. And he went to gopis also. So he is Haridaswar. But now, what?
Why he didn't come himself?
There were so many reasons. To spread the mahima of separation. Mahima means
glory.
And in meeting what stage is of gopis and is separation. Mahabhav, Chitra, Jalpa, and if there was no separation, all these things were unknown to this world. So he has done so. All will tell Krishna that he was nishthur, nirmam, nishthur,
cruel.
Krishna liked to hear all these words for gopis. And